Arthur's Jewelry, this is Jim.
There he is.
Hey, Cameron.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. So, took more than an hour because this guy's, I think he, who the hell knows. He ended up going to the other store that he had gone to yesterday that he had found the E. And
yes.
Said, oh, well, they gave me a really good price on it. So, I bought it, and I just need you to set it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, dude, well,
yep.
Here's the deal. You're paying more for the setting now.
Yep. You know, it's a little short-sighted when people do that. I don't think – and I can't fault them for it because they're not part of the industry. They don't know what they're doing. You know,
right.
You know, sometimes
right.
being naive is a wonderful thing, but yeah, more often than not, it's like, yeah, listen, bud, you kind of shot yourself in the foot a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I did, because I got the parameters on it, and and I'm guessing it's a stone that these people had owned, so they were just thrilled to get rid of it because the paper goes back to 23, but it's and sure enough, I mean, I talked to him. I said, hey, I shopped this really carefully. I said, you know, no fluorescence. Well, I haven't heard anybody talk to me about fluorescence. And I said, well, it's one of those things with everything else being equal, the absence of fluorescence makes it a more valuable stone. So
yeah.
I did tell him, I said, I need, so he sends me a pic of the cert and medium blue. And I'm like, okay, well, there you go.
Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
And I tell you, this is graded as an SI1, but I guess this was GIA was coming out of COVID because this thing's got more red on it than your SI2 did.
Yikes. Yeah, at least on paper, and paper only tells half the story.
That's right.
It does not sound like that good of a diamond, you know, compared, you know, to this one here that we picked out. It's a very solid diamond. I like this diamond a lot. So
yeah. So I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
I'm sorry to have kept it in suspense for so long, but
good.
My very first text thread with this dude was started today, and it's like, oh shit, there's more ink on this on my phone now than there was it was my wife.
You know, they're not all easy, like, you know, somebody walks in and goes, yeah, like that one right there.
You mean my project from earlier today? Yeah, that's exactly right. So
that happened.
Yeah. Well, we'd been talking about it, but I had to find him a setting from Unique, and we had just done an upgrade. We took this stone in. It was a stone that was bought back in 2020, so it was an overpriced 1 carat,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't yours. It was Schirrhammer, and it
oh,
was
yep.
like, holy shit, okay, now what am I going to do? And so the dude came in, and I'm like, you know what, if I can get my money out of this thing, but I still made about 40% on it, and I was like, let me just flip this thing out. Here, this is it.
Yep.
So, so that one went fairly well.
Yep, that's so. Sometimes they're not always that easy, but, man, when they do, they're very, very nice.
Yeah, 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 we live for this.
So I will also run this by you. The Rare and Forever diamonds here that you were working on with Christy, there was another one. It didn't have your name on it, okay, but it was priced. It's brand new in the system as of yesterday. I didn't know if you wanted to add it to the list of potentials. Like, do you want to take a look at it? I have a 120 that's an FVS2. That literally just came into my system last night. They priced it. So I could, of course, send it on a memo to you for you to evaluate, because it looks like she had sent you an ISI one. But I wasn't sure price point wise where you wanted to be in that carat and a quarter.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what we had when we had spoken. There was something that Christy had said. I don't know if it was out. Is there anything down for me?
Yes, there was, and it sold. Hang on, let me see what that diamond was, and let me see what the price was. Give me,
because it was someplace we saw that there was a potential hole.
Yep. Where are you? Yes. Okay. So there was a 123 F is in Frank SI 1. Let me see what the price was on that. Because I know it sold, but if this FVS2 is in that same ballpark, let's see. I don't know how much more the SI and the VS is going to bump it. All right, so that 123 was like 5,500, just shy. This 120 FVS2, which has the same parameters, you know, measurements-wise, depth, table, all that stuff, is 6,240, so a little bit more. But it's just obviously the difference between the SI1 and the VS2. So if you want to take a look at it, I mean, it's here. Like I said, I can memo it to you.
I think what I was hoping for was to be closer to like closer to a 125, and that's why the 123 kind of slipped in to that. It just
got it.
Psychologically, it sounds closer to a carat and a quarter.
Sure.
So we'll keep our eyes open, and I'll keep scanning the.
Yeah, so if I come across any other 123s, 124s, heck, even a 125, don't be surprised if I send it to you on memo to you for you to evaluate and fill in for something that sounds, like you said, optically, it just kind of looks and sounds better to a carat and a quarter.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, fair enough.
So holiday hours this week, Jim, I'll be open until 6 every day, open on Saturday. Next week I'll be open until 6:30 all through the week, and then we get progressively later as we get bigger or closer, rather, to the big day.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Perfect.
So thanks again, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.